All right, welcome back to another episode of Girls with Fun.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well for having been up at least 2 days in the early morning. I'm doing all right. How are you?
Yeah, same. I was telling you, like, right before we turned on the mics, that I was like, it's like 9 p.m., it's not that late. Is this really in my 30s? And I'm like, well, when you've been up since 4 a.m. for Mr. Min himself, yes, it is, or it is late, rather, clearly, everyone. So we'll see how this goes. But yeah, the other thing, we didn't talk about this beforehand, but like, can I just like at Weverse really quickly? Like, if you're gonna change the rules about allegedly sharing a login, like, please let me know in advance. Give me some kind of heads up or announcement so I'm not scrambling at the butt crack of dawn, as my friend would say. I've censored myself slightly, trying to figure out what I'm doing wrong and like whether my account's been compromised because two people cannot be watching at the same time. Please and thank you.
Yeah, well, for reference, we did try initially to split the costs of this whole thing and watch from one account. I don't think this is uncommon. And like you said, it was in their rules that you could have like multiple like devices logged in up to like three or something like that, two or three. So yeah, I mean, we've been doing this for a while. This is not the
Yeah, this
first
is
time.
not the first time. Exactly. This is the first
So
time it
I'm
was a
assuming,
problem. Let's put it that way.
exactly. I'm assuming that they eventually caught wind that this was happening, and so they're essentially doing like the kind of Netflix crackdown to stop password sharing so that they can get as much revenue as possible. I mean, I guess they never explicitly said kind of like how Netflix did, like we encourage password sharing, like that was Netflix thing at one point, now it's not. They never explicitly said that, so I'm like, I guess, but highly inconvenient to find out during the concert, whereas you could have like broadcast it if you really wanted to be that serious about it, like just tell people like, hey, we're stopping this so that we would know in advance. Like I would just buy it like if it was that serious.
Right. Which is like probably what they want, but like don't have me finding out in that specific moment when I'm like scrambling to do like a bazillion things and feel like I'm missing like part of the show. And then, I mean, at the risk of sounding annoying, like these are not cheap. And like, of course, I think that like Yoongi is worth the money. I think every member is worth the money, but the reality of the situation is they're charging hundreds of dollars for live streams. And like, if you're not allowing people to like split these costs in some way, like you have to understand that you're gonna lose some business. And maybe that's like a calculated risk that they've taken, but like, there's links out there. And even if a quarter of those people were, debating buying and then they're scrambling at the last minute, I feel like HYBE has lost money. Not that they need more money, but just like from a business perspective, like at least please give a heads up.
Well, I definitely allegedly saw streams that had like 50K people on there, so I'm like, well, that's kind of what you get. Maybe if you made these like more affordable, or if you allowed things like password sharing, that's probably more money in your bank than people having to illegally stream it, and now you're getting no money from it.
Exactly.
So,
Exactly.
whatever.
And even if there are 50 people, 50K people on a stream, probably a lot of those people were not going to buy regardless, but some of them were. So, it's just like kind of whatever.
Yeah.
Just like tell me before you like fumble my bag, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, give a heads up. Because it was just wildly inconvenient. Like, I thought something was wrong, like you were saying earlier. I thought something was wrong, like, with the account. Like, what's going
Same,
on?
same.
Why is it kicking us out? It was saying it was giving like a little prompt. when kicking out, but it was so quick you couldn't read what it was saying, what it said. You could not read it. So it wasn't clear until it obviously became clear that it's because we're both in here at the same time. So I was like, forget it.
I even like changed my password, right? Like trying to figure out if someone, you know, the ex that like won't let go. No, but like on the Netflix account, but like, is someone else here that like shouldn't be here? No, it was just confusing. So I have, once again, this is like becoming a trend for me. I somehow like always miss the first like 2 to 3 songs of each concert. So I did better today, but in general, I'm like always trying to figure out, I don't know, I'm having a rough go at the beginning. But let's talk about, well, do you want to jump into it or do you want to talk about our other topics first? I just wanted to Weverse rant, but I always want a Weverse rant.
No, we can stay on concert talk.
So this was the final, right? After Yoongi pulled a fast one on us last month. But this was the final in Seoul. So these were the last 3 shows of his 28 show international tour. And I was so in my feels across the entire weekend, just in general, thinking back to us going to like the early part of the tour in New Jersey and like how far he's come, like, you know, him being sick and like getting past it, whatever he's facing next. And then with all the like twists and turns and surprises, it was just like a very emotional weekend. I saw a tweet where someone was like, I have experienced the entire range of human emotion in like one day. And I really feel that. So anyway, do you have like preliminary thoughts you want to share to kick us off?
Yeah. I think I just had a lot on my mind personally, the other things that I was trying to get done and do, that like I didn't have too many, like, I shouldn't say, yeah, I didn't have too many thoughts like going into it or whatever, like I wasn't necessarily reflecting and whatnot. I was just like, oof, it's 7 a.m. Let me get on my concert. I don't know. The first concert was cool because it was 7 a.m., which is a reasonable hour for me. Plus, it was on a Friday, so that was, like, just before work. So I could be, like, you know, functional. But then the rest of the weekend, I totally missed the Saturday show because I had stuff to do, and I was like, I can't. I was so tired. I was really committed to watching the Sunday show today, which is Sunday. And, yeah, I'm exhausted, like you were saying earlier, but, while watching the show, I did feel really, all of those range of emotions like you were talking about. I think I was far more emotional today for many reasons than I was watching the first one. Only because I knew there was more to come. So I was more like excited about the whole thing. Just seeing what was going to come. I don't think I really got like super sad until like the very last bits of the day 3 show.
Yeah, I agree with you that today was definitely the toughest one. There were other times where like Yoongi seemed, and I don't want to be too much of a tinfoil hat army because I definitely have those preferences. It's not a preference. I definitely have those tendencies sometimes, but like he seemed kind of emotional and choked up. And today was really the day where it was like more than choked up. Like he was actively crying, you know? So it was just, it's hard for me to see like any member super emotional. Not that I don't think they can express that. Like, I definitely want them to share their emotions with us and feel like it's like, I don't know, this phrase is overused, but like a safe space for them to do so. But it's just really hard watching Yoongi cry and like not knowing what's next. And to see him just try to like muscle through, I was just like, please, like, I don't know how we do this, but can we all take a time out and like drink some water and like let him gather himself? You know what I mean? So,
yeah, I know on day 1 you mentioned like he was kind of tearing up during Dear My Friend, and I wasn't fully paying attention because I had it on in the background while working at that point. at that point in the show. So I was missing things, which again, why I was so determined to like pay attention on day three, so I didn't miss stuff. So I thought it was kind of going to be the same thing, but he kept crying and I was like, oh my God, this is so sad. Like, it wasn't stopping. I'm like, oh, this is one of those moments. It's one of those moments like, you don't want anybody watching you do this, but you're doing it in front of like, I don't know how many people are in an entire stadium. I was like, oh my God, this is so sad. It was so sad.
Especially because, like, I don't know how to say this without sounding like really weird, I guess, but I was thinking like his emotions are so personal and he would like prefer to keep them in, and I don't think that you need to do that, but like, you know that this is going to be shared a million times on, like, you know, the website formerly known as Twitter. It's going to be on TikTok. It's going to be everywhere on social media. And it's just like, not that there's anything bad about like sharing that content. There's nothing bad about crying or like feeling overwhelming emotions, but like, should we be like tweeting and retweeting? And I'm not like taking a high road here. This was just like something I was like wondering in general. You know what I mean? Like,
no, I was thinking the exact same thing. Probably prefer we not
share it. Yeah.
I mean, whether he prefers it or not.
I mean, it's already happened. Like, that ship has sailed, you know?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, I don't know why I keep seeing the retweets and the tweets like, all right, we know he was crying. I know you saw it. This happened like 12 hours ago. We don't have to keep tweeting that he was crying. I don't need the HD photos from the web, the fan sites showing him crying. Like, we know he was crying. It's sad. Please don't share it. You know how other fandoms like to do. When they see BTS, they're crying and they want to use it for memes and jokes and laughs. And it's not a funny situation. So I'm like, please stop giving these people ammo. Like, why am I seeing so many clips of this? We only need a few. But it's not much that you can do about it. I don't think he was really... Yeah. He's probably not thinking about that. But as a fan, I'm thinking about, like, protecting him in that manner.
Let's get our shit in 93.
I think I was more concerned about why he was crying and why he was crying so much. And I'm sure there's probably a myriad of reasons. He did give an answer in his Weverse Live about God Snooze. I think that's when he started crying. And him thinking about the position that he's in now and how he felt back then and all those emotions kind of rushed in and overwhelmed him. I'm like, yeah, that's a really overwhelming song. I'm surprised you have not cried yet to that song, like, in the first 27 shows, because I want to cry every time I hear it. And that's not a love letter to me. That's a love letter to yourself and to others in your same position. So I don't know how you've made it this far. Kudos to you.
Even Dear My Friend is, like, a very emotional song, and it's one that I wonder about a lot. Like, even when I'm casually listening through a playlist on Shuffle, it's one that I, like, really stop and think about. Like, talking about a friend, ostensibly talking about a friend's problems with, like, alcohol or drugs or getting arrested, you know what I mean? Like, and somehow feeling maybe vaguely responsible or vaguely complicit, or like you dodged a bullet, like survivor's guilt type of thing. I don't really know, right? This is all conjecture on my part, like 50,000 disclaimers here, but like, I do think a lot about this song and like what it means. And so I can see it being a really emotional one for him. I mean, in the V Live, he also said towards the end, like, I guess Weverse Live, I'm still here saying V Live in the year of our Lord 2023. it will never change. It will never change. I'm distracting myself now. What was I saying about Yugi? Oh yeah, he said something at the end of his Weverse Live about, like, let's not say that we'll see each other soon. Like, we'll see each other in 2025, or, you know, like, basically, it's like, I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that, like, we're going to be together again or whatever. And that hit me as so sad. So, like, he didn't directly say this, but I imagine he is thinking about whatever's next for him and the ambiguity of, like, the next few years.
Yeah. I would not be surprised if we get that message, that in bold font, within the next 2 weeks or so.
I mean, time to put my tinfoil hat back on, but I was literally, like, side-eyeing my phone all day, like, waiting for an announcement, because you know Hive loves to, like, get you when you're least expecting it. And, like, some of their announcements have been so quick, you know, or, like, the next day, knock on every piece of wood in my vicinity, but, like, I'm just, like, nervous. Like, I know it's coming. Like, we can't escape it. And so I live here. Every time my phone buzzes and it's a Weverse notification, I'm, like, waiting for the other shoe to drop, which is so messed up, but it's how it is in 2023.
Yeah. I hope not. I hope he gets some time to rest in between this, because he needs it. He definitely needs it. I hope he gets some time to rest, like, hang with family and friends or whatever before he has to leave. But yeah, I honestly, I'm surprised that he even made it through the rest of that set. The rest of that set is quite sad, except with, like, the exception of, what, D-Day in the middle?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, can we, like, pause for a second?
Like, exactly.
Let him breathe. Like, I was like, okay, Dear My Friend is over. Now how are we gonna get through Amygdala? It's like, all right, it's too much. And especially the last song. Literally the last. You could really hear in his voice that he was going through it.
Yeah, he was basically, like, shouting into the mic, because that was, like, all he could do to, like, hold it together, it seemed like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Same through Amygdala. Oh my god, like, the image just seared into my brain. Like, I'm not gonna be able to think about anything else for, like, the next few weeks. It was heart-wrenching. Oh my gosh. It was hard to watch.
I felt so bad. And the image of him, like, walking through the door at the end of the show, I was like, just, like, stomp on me, not in a fun way. Just, like, rip out my heart and, like, stomp all over it. Like, I'm so sad right now.
I somehow managed to not cry through that whole thing. And was fully expecting him to just kind of walk off like he had. So I was really shocked to see the new ending to the show and him walking off and waving and then going through that door that he could not go through in the Amygdala MV. Oof. When he closed that door and it was like, future's gonna be okay, I was like, yeah, it is. And I just broke out in tears.
No.
It was so hard. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that was rough.
I feel like even my breathing is, like, even more raggedy than usual, and I'm just, like, hot and cold right now. Like, I'm not crying, but, like, even now, hours later, I'm just having, like, a physical response. I'm not saying that for the drama. I'm genuinely, like, am I hot right now? Am I cold right now? Like, what's going on with me?
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah.
Sidebar. After seeing that, I realized I finally figured out which tattoo I want to get that's a BTS-related tattoo.
Yeah?
Yes, and I want to get that tattooed on me. I really resonated with that song anyway, and that specific line, like, it was, like, is a song that I definitely needed to hear, and a line that I need to repeat in myself daily, because I constantly worry about things. And have anxiety over things existing and non-existing, especially when it comes to, like, my future, I'm not trying to get all like touchy feely sharing feelings on the podcast.
Both but of anyway, us like, oh no.
I feel like I had sort of an epiphany moment looking at it. I was like, oh, I should get this. I've been trying to figure out for years like what kind of BTS tattoo that I wanted. And yeah, I think I'm gonna go forward with that. I don't know how I want to design it, but
well, if you need a friend to come with you, hit me up.
I need an artist that does well with black skin and color. So, if anybody knows of one.
I had a friend in Baltimore just go, and she got a full color BTS tattoo from an artist in Baltimore. So, could do a little road trip. Could share the info if you're interested. The lines on hers were so good. But anyway, I digress.
Speaking of tattoos, we finally got the reveal of Yoongi's 7 tattoo. Which, like, this reveal was so him.
He's so mean. Like, honestly, I love this man, but I cannot with this man. Like, he's so mean. He's so mean. Like, genuinely, how long has it been since we knew that they got these? I was trying to think about that, and I have no idea, because time is no longer real for me.
Has it been, like... I was like, has it been close to a year? Has it been a year?
I'll need to do some research and report back next week, because I'm like, I feel like it's been, like, that Titanic meme where she's like, it's been 84 years, like... I just like I genuinely think it might have been a year or more, and like
yeah,
basically. Well, it was also funny because you know how someone messaged us and we're like, your predictions are right, and we were like, no, they're not. I texted you like after something, whatever, and I was like, now all that's left is like, where's the tattoo? And then at the end, it's like while the show was going on, and then at the end of the show, he's like, it's so hot in here. I'm like, my guy, you're always wearing 10 layers of clothes. Like, you're so mean. You're so mean. And then in his life, he's like, yes, here it is. Like, no big deal. Why do you ask me about this? I'm like, why do you think that we ask you about this? Like, don't tell me that I'm crazy. Like, sir.
Oh, God. Yeah. I was fully convinced that it was on his chest, like near his heart for whatever reason. Well, no, because he's emotional, but he doesn't like to show it. And so I figured like what a place for him to put it, because he's never going to lift his shirt up to show his chest anyway to us. So I was fully convinced that it was near his heart. So to see it on his shoulder is like even more touching, considering it was on the shoulder where he had his surgery. I'm like, that just made so much more sense.
You really would have thought that we would have seen it before now. I was like, did we really never see his shoulder?
He doesn't wear like tanks sharing? Like that. And he strategically covered up his shoulder in those photos where he was like, you know, shirtless with flowers on him and whatnot. He was very intentional about that. But yeah, it's so hot in here, and like the shirt off is just so funny. Also being like, here, you want to see it again? Stop asking me. Which he'll show it again. I'm pretty sure if we ask, he'll show it. Like, he's always like doing that even to the members, like, no, and then if you ask nicely, then he's like, fine.
I was just about to say that's like quintessential Yoongi behavior as we know it, right? Like, as we know him, where he's gonna act all grumpy about it, but then he'll indulge you every single time.
Exactly. Like, no, while he's pulling his shirt up showing it to us.
He's like, I know you already saw this, but here, inspect more closely. Yeah.
Yeah.
the way he did it as part of the encore too, like, I don't know. Like, I still can't believe we have not seen him. I mean, this is Victorian man Min Yoongi we're talking about, and I, like, fully respect that. But at the same time, like, there's people zooming in on, like, every possible, like, nip slip. I mean, like, someone has a piercing. Someone's gonna see it. Like, how did he not have a single... Maybe that's why he was always wearing, like, 5 layers of clothes, like... But I'm like, you did not have a single thing slip one time that no one spotted that.
I'm just like, have we ever seen him? Like, when's the last time we've seen him in a tank top? I feel like it's been years.
I don't know.
Like, I'm some kind, like, of short, super short sleeve where you would even be able to see it. So I'm not surprised that we didn't see it. Most we get from that guy is like a forearm.
I'm in disbelief. Like, you said you thought it was on his heart. I was like, it's either on his heart or his cheek, and I don't mean his face. And it's literally on his shoulder this whole time. Like, and the shoulder that he, like, injured and then healed. Like, of course he did that. Like, Pisces man. Like, of course. Like,
exactly. It just makes so much sense.
Like, I'm just like, how did no one...
Yeah.
It just, yeah, I sound like a broken record, but, like...
Putting on a calm makeup.
The level of dedication, like, when I was trying to hide my tattoos from my family, the one on my arm, I lasted, like, one whole week. Yoongi just hid this for, like, I don't know, a year plus? Again, question mark, from, like, millions of people.
Yeah.
Yet another reminder that if they don't want us to know, we're not gonna know. Like, also, like, here's my turn to be, like, a little bit emotional, and I will not stay here super long because this is really personal and something I'm, like, still working on. But for me, like, I think people know. I think we mentioned it. We've mentioned it on the pod. So we had to pre-record a bunch of episodes last year because I was out and had to have a surgery that was, like, very invasive. And I have a lot of scar tissue and, like, I hate looking at it. I hate seeing it. It's like, it's a whole thing. Honestly, it's like a whole thing. And I really hate it. And, like, seeing Yoongi's tattoo, like, you couldn't see, like, much of his scar, but there was, like, a little mark or something. Like, honestly, that was so, like, I don't want to say profound because I don't want to overstate it, but it was so, like, freeing or meaningful for me to see that he chose to put something on a site that was, like, painful for him. And I'm going to leave it there because I do not want to, like, cry about this, but I just, like, yeah, I'm in my Yoongi feels today. I'm completely in my Yoongi feels today.
Yeah, yeah.
So, anyway, I love that man. I love his tattoo. What a freaking tease. Yeah. Should we talk about some of the other surprises to the concerts over the 3 days? Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
Yeah. So... I think we kind of knew that they were going to be cooking up something for these last 3 days. Because at the last show, the not final final, he made mention of, like, you know, next time we'll be together, there will be, like, 7 of us or something like that. And so I think we were kind of doing the math that... they were going to be performing together in some capacity. Also timing it with J-Hope getting his first leave, I want to say, from the military. And what do you know? We got all of that. So day one was JK Day. And he performed Burn It in place of Max, with Yoongi and then perform Seven right after. Let's start there.
So with the live band and the backing vocalists and, I don't know, just concerts, I'm always, like, on edge, and I kept thinking, like, do I hear someone in the background? Like, I literally texted you multiple times, like, am I delusional, or is that so-and-so in the background, or, like, do I hear him, or, like, whatever. And so, and Burn It, like, especially the first day, because JK was such a surprise, like, we were kind of expecting it, but after the first day, you're like, okay, JK was here, like, the precedent is set, you know, but on the first day, like, you hope, and, like, maybe you see some rumors online, but you're not really sure. So when I heard the, like, I heard JK come in, I was like, what, you know? And so then I was just, I wasn't sure if he was gonna give him his own stage, but for Yoongi to, like, confidently walk off the stage and, like, let JK and, like, other members, which we'll get to in a minute, like, have their moment, I don't know. I just have been like, maybe I'm insecure because of chapter two or like maximum uncertainty. I've seen like crazy stuff on the internet from time to time that like I'm not even gonna like fully go into detail or allude to. But it's like that quote that Namjoon said, like, just trust us and see it through. Cause I'm like, he does not have to do any of this. And yet, like, whether in the audience or like actually performing, like, all members have made an appearance. Like, I'm sure there's challenges, I'm sure there's difficulties, but, like, everything is good. You know what I mean? Like, everything is as it seems.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of took him, you know, just kind of walking off and letting them do what they do as that he trusts them.
Yeah.
And he knows. Like, he pretty much was like, y'all know him. Like, you're good. I'm leaving. I'm gonna go sit down. I'm tired. Let me go take a break. So, yeah, I completely shot up out of my bed when JK, I heard JK's voice would Burn It. Like, I was not expecting that at all. I did not see any spoilers before the concert. Like, I did see in the later days people posting, like, from outside of the arena hearing them rehearse certain songs or whatever, but with JK's it was complete shock to me, so I was so excited for that. I had no idea what he was gonna do, right? Like, would the actual artists on the track fly out to do this final with him, right? Like, would Max come out? Would we get Halsey, will we get IU or whoever, like, to come and perform with him again?
Yeah.
I kind of was expecting that more so than the members performing. I kind of expected more the members at least showing up to be there. Especially because for how many months now, Jimin was so adamant about not doing Tony Montana that I had, like, lowered my expectations for Tony Montana to almost zero. So... to get any of these performances.
Honestly, on Tony Montana specifically, like, it came on, and again, I think because it was like 5 in the morning, I was like, this cannot be right, you're having some kind of like lucid dream. Like, I was like, is this Tony Montana? Like, I was self-gaslighting, like, yes, it's Tony Montana, but
yeah,
they just said it wasn't going to happen, like, so many times that I couldn't believe it.
But Burn It was good. I know JK was on live after and, like, kind of beat himself up for, like, missing, like, almost, like, a singular word or two. But he's a consummate performer, so, and, like, a perfectionist, so I'm not surprised that he was, like, reeling over that. But, yeah, he did well, and of course Seven was great. I think it's just really cool being able to see them do it on such a large stage, considering I don't think they had any initial intentions of performing this live, unless that was in the plans the entire time. But I think doing these solo things, for the most part, most of them were not planning to perform this on a large stage, with the exception of J-Hope and Suga. So it was cool that we got that opportunity to be able to see Like Crazy live in a, was that an arena or a stadium? I don't know. Is it KPSO, Dome?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Don't quote me. Stadium.
Whichever.
Yeah.
Whichever. It was a lot of people. It was a lot of people.
I've seen the choreo for Like Crazy, I was going to say numerous, but I'll say multiple times now. And every time I'm shook all over again. I'm just like, how is this real? I just like, there's something about Jimin. I don't know.
No, I was thinking the exact same thing. Like, I don't know what it is. He's just like a star. He just has this it factor. Like, when he's on stage, I'm like just completely mesmerized by whatever it is that he's doing. I don't know. Something about him. It's just different. I mean, the members all have their own, like, certain thing, but I really can't explain Jimin's.
Yeah. Yeah. Whenever I think about, and I've said this, like, a bazillion and one times, that he, like, almost didn't debut, or he's talked about, like, Big Hit being his only offer, I'm like, everyone was smoking something, and something bad, because, like, how do people not see, like, what's right in front of them? Like, it boggles the mind. Like, I cannot look away from that man when he is dancing. Like, also the cameraman, like, if you know, you know, but, like, where was the cameraman looking? Like, that's all for now, folks, but, like, what the heck? I'm like, it's too early for this. Like, I have not had any coffee. So.
Like Crazy is just so good. It's just so good. Yeah, and as the podcast Strange Enthusiast, I almost shat on myself. I had no thoughts about them performing Strange together. Like, that did not cross my mind at all. So to see him show up and do that, yeah, I lost it. I was trying so hard not to scream and not wake up anybody in my household and on the street. That was everything.
So I know you say you weren't expecting it, and that may be the case, but I feel like this was your absolute power of manifestation, because I feel like a couple of days prior, you had texted me like, haha, what if? In like a completely abstract, like in the same way, where I was like, haha, what if Yoongi shows his tattoo? You were like, yeah, you were exactly. like days prior, though. You were like, I mean, what if they performed Strange? Or like, haha, I need Strange live. And when it came on, I was like, oh my god, like, I don't know, were we texting for that one? If not, like, we definitely were shortly thereafter, but like, immediate wellness check.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I kept thinking that I was hearing Namjoon's voice, and part of it was, like, that Yoongi was doing a lot of BTS songs that had Namjoon, like, on the track, you know? So I had gotten to the point where I had, like, gaslit myself enough, right, that I was like, what? And then it started, and I was like, buckle up. Like, here we go.
Yeah, exactly.
And as you had pointed out, Namjoon was in Japan until literally the day prior. So for him to, like, hop off a plane and be like, okay, see you tomorrow. Like,
exactly. Like, when did he have time to prepare for this? Was he, well, maybe during that brief period in between both finals. Because, yeah, I was like, I don't think I've seen him come back yet. And he hadn't. Fresh off the plane into a concert. That's insane.
there were people messaging or sliding into our DMs, like, because he also, like, changed his hair even more, like, asking if you were okay. So for our listeners who may be wondering but didn't ask, like, are you okay?
I'm doing well.
Why does it sound like a lie? Why are we laughing?
I'm doing more than well. Just feels so good to win. I don't know. We finally have Buzzcut June. earlier than expected. I feel like I was just on the podcast talking about this. This is like the last episode or like
an this
episode
agenda ago. Never rests. The Buzzcut June agenda never rests. Like,
it's only because I talk about it every time I get on the mic. So yeah, I was pretty gagged to see those photos of him coming back. Well, the photo he posted himself getting on the plane, as well as the dispatch photos of him in the airport. You know, he looks good. And then on stage with like the the glasses and like he looks really good. I think also my Buzzcut June fantasy just involved a lot of like other articles of like clothing and jewelry that I don't think Dom June wears anymore. I think he's definitely in his artsy, you know, kind of like neutrals, like, you know, I do compost and like, I don't know, like just
June definitely composts.
Like real like heal the world type vibes. And my vision of it was like I don't know, like beanies and like Air Forces and like thick really expensive chains and watches. And maybe we'll get that. I don't think so. But he was good anyway. I'm trying to like make June like a Polly Pocket, and that's just not it. Like, he's gonna do what he wants with his hair and his clothes. I can't make him change that. But I'm loving what we have now, so you know, I'm thankful for what I have.
I think the only way that like Pocket Size and June have ever been put together is in this Polly Pocket reference you just made. He was wearing an expensive watch, but it was more, like, understated. It was more, like, rich eco dad and not, like, really ostentatious watch. You know what I mean? And as much mm-hmm, as any mm-hmm. probably, like, I don't know, $20,000 watch could be. It's probably more than that. Sorry, June. Not trying to underestimate you.
There's this very particular photo I have saved of him from like Speak Yourself tour. I think it's Speak Yourself or Love Yourself, one of those two. If you know, you know. He's just making this face. He's like, he has on all this jewelry. I don't know. If I find the photo, I'll post it. I want that one.
Make it our like episode like swipe over a photo with like no explanation until people listen to the pod, and then we know who's really listening. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think about that photo all the time. Anyway, but yeah, more importantly, he performed Strange and an unreleased song. Well, he also let us know that he did not cut his hair because he's listening. Let's say that. Part of you wants to be like, but I also feel like I should trust him and what he says. He's just hot, and I'm like, you know what? It actually is incredibly hot outside. So I can understand where he's coming from. It is. We're dying. The world's ending. So yeah, it's hot. Cut your hair.
Someone I know from the fandom who lives in Korea, they were posting like their weather screenshots, and it felt like 117 in Seoul today. So when I saw that, I was like, you know what? I can believe in this buzz cut. And which is part of why, like, I'm okay, like, kind of laughing about it and not, like, openly weeping on the pod. Because I'm like, if he says he's just hot, then he's just hot, I guess. I don't know.
Damn.
But yeah. Yeah. The thing I don't trust about him, he's kind of... I love June, but he's kind of a tease like Yoongi, maybe not as extreme, because he's like, I'm not enlisting anytime soon. Let me sing this song for you. It's probably the last time I'll perform for you before I enlist. I'm like, you can't say this one sentence and then immediately say this other sentence directly after. Like, what does soon mean? Like, I mean, maybe you're just not performing for the next 6 months and you'll still be around, but like, I'm very emotional right now. I do not know what this means.
Yeah. Exactly. So,
anyway. But yes, the unreleased track.
Yeah, unreleased track. I don't think it was titled.
No.
I found it interesting that he said he's been working on new music. We knew this. But I believe in previous conversations that he's had about this track, he said that this sounds like different from Indigo. If I recall correctly, that this album was going to sound different from Indigo, but this track sounded like it belonged right on Indigo. Which, I mean, I guess he could have a variety of songs and, you know, they don't have to all sound wildly different from Indigo, but yeah, I'm like, this definitely sounds like a Indigo deep cut or some track that got left off of Indigo or could just fit very well within the album. So I'm curious what this new project that he's working on will actually sound like.
It's funny. I mean, you were talking specifically about his like aesthetic fashion right now, but we know that June is like an art boy, and I feel like aesthetics can also apply to like music, books, whatever media consumption, right? Or production, I guess, in his case. But he's clearly, like, I think you said he was like artsy. My thought when I heard this song was like, he's clearly in his indie boy phase. Like, think about all the songs, and maybe it's not a phase, like maybe this is what chapter two is, but he's definitely doing like more experimental type of things or songs that I wouldn't expect from him. Like, for him, I mean, putting that aside, I love Indigo. To me, like, Indigo is a masterpiece. I listen to it multiple times a week. I'm just like very obsessed with it. I didn't really think that it sounded like Indigo, but I've seen other people saying that, so maybe I'm completely in the minority here, but I was thinking of his So Saenyeon collab and, like, his recent Cold collab and some of the stuff he's done with, like, Eon, and I'm... So anyway, he said he's working on new songs with new people, and I'm like, who are these new people, and like, what direction are you all like going in together?
Yeah.
I have the lyrics open in front of me, but like, the lyrics are just such Namjoon lyrics. Like, spring's always been here. I will sleep in her eyes. Come back to me like you used to do. Be what you be. I will roll you to the moon. You don't have to be the anything you see. You are my pain divine. Like, if someone called me their pain divine, I'd be like, are we getting married now? Like, I don't know. Like, it's just the most, like, romantic. Like, looking at the lyrics, it's not explicitly about love, but like hearing him sing it, I was like, this is straight up a love song. Like, he's in love with someone.
Yeah, I kind of had mixed emotions about it. Is it about a love song? To me, it sounded more like a not a happy song. Like, I don't want to call it a breakup song, but like he's going through something. And it was making me think about his recent live where he was saying, like, I don't know, he was talking about relationships and it didn't sound like it was going well for him. Whatever that means.
Yeah, I did think of that too.
Yep. And so when I heard the song, it kind of reminded me of that. But yeah, I don't know. It gives me bicycle vibes, forgetful vibes. Which bicycle's not an indigo, but I feel like that could fit on indigo as well.
The performance of that song felt so raw to me, or so stripped down or spare. I don't know music words. Mm-hmm. I know some words in general, but like, I just like, it was so, it did have like an element of pain or like yearning to it. And I just eat that stuff up with a spoon. Like, there's something so not, like, even if he's experimenting with it, there's something so like Namjoon about the track. Like, I don't know, I'll stop myself there because I don't know what I'm trying to say, but it was just so him.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
And I heard people, or you told me that you had seen online that people were saying he was gonna perform Wildflower, and so I'm wondering, like, was this a last minute change? I mean, they obviously had the music ready, right? But what, I mean, this is me putting my tinfoil hat back on, but like, was it planned that he would share this unreleased track? Like, is someone at HYBE screaming and making 1,000 PowerPoint decks right now? Or like, what was the plan here?
Yeah, I almost had the thought that he intentionally rehearsed Wildflower outside, so that people outside, knowing that it's probably going to get recorded or at least heard by the folks outside, that let me perform Wildflower so you won't hear this unreleased song outside of the concert itself. Almost like a surprise.
I could see him doing that. I did not think about that until now, but that's probably more real than whatever I'm envisioning, because how would they either know the music or have the music at the ready if it was not planned, you know?
Yeah, a surprise or an attempt at trying to limit the amount of sharing for the song since it was unreleased, but it doesn't matter anyway because it's been duplicated like 1 million times at this point on the timeline and TikTok and whatever other platform.
It's interesting. So for all the ways in which Chapter 2 makes me nervous, angsty, emo, whatever, unsure, the beautiful thing about Chapter 2 is that, like, we get to see, I won't say who the members are as people, but like the diversity of the members' taste. Like, mm-hmm. even in the last 3 days, we had everything from like, we had Seven, we had like Crazy, we had this untitled track by June. And then I was thinking about like Yoongi's music style and how he promotes and how it's evolved and like what even his style is, you know? And I just think like, during Chapter 2, like, June is strongly in his, like, experimental phase or doing things he wouldn't do with Bangtan, which I hope is, like, exactly what this is for.
Yeah. It's been cool seeing them grow over these last few. Oh my god. It's been almost a year. When was, Jin Song release?
Jinsung was in, wasn't it in December, like, or late November, right before he went away?
Why do I feel like it was October, but the album came out in December? Like, didn't we get a huge gap in between the actual album and the mini, well, yeah, the album for the track? Like, we received it really late, but the song itself came out when? Whatever. Anyway.
That's true.
We're coming up on, like, a year. We're definitely coming up on a year since the last OT7 concert. That was, yeah, October.
Well, October in Busan, yeah.
Might as well be October. It's already Halloween stuff in the...
I literally got a Halloween text the other day. It was like, "Tis the season," from some marketer, and I'm like, I mean, I love Halloween, like, I am your target demographic, but also it's that was literally August 1, I'm pretty sure, that I got that text. I was like, I feel you, like, yes, but also not yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Although I'm sitting here in my sweater, like, wishing for a cool night, you know, bonfires and apple cider and whatever. Anyway, whatever, this isn't about that. Yeah, it's been a year. It's been a... I mean, Lollapalooza is this weekend. I was seeing Lollapalooza footage on Instagram, on people's stories and stuff. And I was thinking back to that, which I think we talked about on the last episode, and Jack in the Box, and... just been a wild ride.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't even expect Jack in the Box from Hobie, right? Everyone was ready for, like, Sunshine album, not, like, emo arsonist J-Hope.
Yeah, I was heavy in my Lollapalooza feels this weekend after seeing all the content. And, of course, I getting all the Lolla emails, like, there's still time left. I'm like, I'm not buying a ticket. Sorry.
Unless it was... one of these seven specific men, I will never attend Lollapalooza again.
If I lived in Chicago, sure. Like, just to have something to do. I mean, there was artists there that I enjoyed, right? Like, why not? But no. It's just a lot. If I lived in Chicago, I could see it happening, but it was a lot. I enjoyed myself while I was there. I'm like, I could do this, but I'm not flying out to go to, no. I'm not.
No, because do you remember how we felt at the end of Lollapalooza? Like, trying to find the 15-hour port-a-john and then, like, walking what felt like 10,000 miles just to get to our respective trains, like... It wasn't that far, but, like, my legs and feet were just done.
That's what I'm saying. If it's, like, a casual thing, you know, the vibe of just, like, you know, let me put a blanket down or not. Let me just sit down on the ground with my friends and just, like, kind of listen in the back. Like, I don't have to, you know, try and stand for 12 hours in order to see my favorite artist without peeing on myself and, like, having no water or food or whatever. Like... If it's just a cool, like, casual thing, 100%, I would do it. But, no. Not. I don't want to see anybody else that bad other than BTS.
One of my real-life non-BTS friends is at Hinterlands right now, which is in Iowa, and it's, like, I don't know, indie and... like, more acoustic folk type artists, and, like, people are camping and sitting, and they had all these quilts, and it just looks like the most chill time of their entire life. And I'm like, we are not built the same.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wish I could know that life. I don't feel superior in any way, but just, like, our experiences have been vastly different.
Yeah, I think Head in the Clouds is going on this weekend too, or it's going to be coming on. I think it was happening at the same time, which is odd, considering Lollapalooza was going on the exact same time. But anyway, yeah, I think Head in the Clouds is going on in California, and I'm like, every year, I'm like, I'm gonna go do this. I'm gonna go see Jackson at Head in the Clouds, and I never do. And then I think about Lollapalooza and I'm like, yeah, maybe it's a good idea. I could not imagine doing that by myself, right? Like, it worked also because we were together.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was so convinced. Like, you decided to go later. I was so convinced I could have done that on my own. Like, right, okay. And again, see earlier comments about, like, the surgery I had had. Like, why was I like, this is a good idea? But, like, that just goes to show you, like, what I'm willing to do for BTS. Like, it's nuts. But, yeah. It's been a wild year. Do you remember when I wrongly thought Namjoon would be at a music festival this summer?
Something in the Water.
Yep. Yep. I was blanking on the name. Pharrell's music festival. I was so convinced, and here I am. I can't even remember the name.
Yeah. That was the same weekend as our DJ show, I think. Yeah, that wouldn't have worked out anyway.
Wow. Can you... hypothetical universe, multiverse scenario where Yoongi's in Newark, but Namjoon's at Something in the Water in Virginia. Like... the mental breakdown I would be having. I would be trying to figure out how to teleport, for real. I'd be like, I don't care. We have to get there. Anyway... something I also want to talk about that I was truly not expecting, like, whatsoever. Our military husbands returned from war, however briefly, to support Yoongi in his final concert. Like, seeing Hobi and Jin in the crowd, I don't even have words for it. I think I, like, actually screamed, so it's good I... did not wake anyone, to your point.
I know, it was adorable. He shouted out J-Hove, and I'm like, is Jin not there? And Jin was literally sitting next to him. I was like, is that supposed to be a surprise? Like, he's right next to him.
The only thought I had about that is that at other shows, I don't know if he's been doing it as much recently, but I think in the Japan show or some of the US shows, like, he was shouting out J-Hope for the choreo, like, for a specific reason. Not just like, hey, J-Hope's here, you know?
Yeah, well, he was like, talking hey, man, about thanks people for part making two.
Cool yeah. choreo. Yeah.
But yeah, it was so cute seeing them together. And they look good.
I saw a tweet where, like, people are measuring Jin's shoulders in, like, hamster emojis. And with no context, the tweet was just like, he's up to 8 hamsters. And I'm like, in a trench coat? Like, I'm like, what are people talking about here? Like, I never have any idea what's occurring. But they're, like, literally taking the hamster emoji. And, like, someone literally started doing it when he went away to war. And it was, like, 4 hamsters and then, like, 5 hamsters. And I'm like, okay, first of all, like... what are the zooms on these? Exactly. Like, what's the perspective on these?
It's photos? Never the scale.
You know, like, this, like, how scientific is this hamster scale?
Not at all.
But nonetheless, Jin was looking so radiant, and I saw that he is, like, trending on Korean social media. I mean, again, like, how did Yoongi hide his tattoo? Like, people were talking about, like, Jin's eyebrows, like, truly things I never think about, and, like, how full and, like, natural they were, and he's, like, glowing with, like, no makeup, you know, and, like, mm-hmm. he was very glowy. I was like, you look so good, I will take all 8 hamsters, please. Like, let's go.
Exactly. Also, the photo Hobi shared on his Instagram, I'm assuming that was either after the show or, like, backstage during that little the interlude before Yoongi comes back out to D-Day. Yeah, he looked really good. I'm like, the drip never dies. Like, here to remind you hoes that I am the one. Why does he look
so good?
He
was so fashionable.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know. I was like, he's like... I know that, like, there's, like, again, I don't know what they are, but I know there's certain rules about how they promote, but immediately notice the Louis Vuitton hat. I'm like, he has one and one public appearance only, and you better believe that he's wearing, like, J-Hope's wearing his Louis Vuitton hat. Like,
exactly. And his hair's grown up. I don't know why I assumed his hair to still be short. I'm like, what's Jen got going on under there? I don't think I've seen Jen's head since he enlisted.
Again, things I'm not thinking about. I don't know what I'm thinking about, but not that. So funny. In that article where people were saying, like, Jin was radiant and, like, fully agree, they also said, and I sent this to our group chat and, like, underlined the part, like, I'm not, like, sending annotated notes or whatever, but, that's like queso cheese annotated notes. Anyway, Jin is only the second idol ever to stop laughing. Jin is only the second idol ever to get the elite warrior class or whatever, which we were talking about before. And A, I want to know, like, who was the first one, but B, like, I remember seeing that news, but I didn't really, like, understand. Like, I didn't have the context to understand it. Like, I knew it was impressive, but, like, that's so impressive.
Yeah, I thought we talked about it last week or the week before. Whatever. I thought we talked about it on a prior episode, but I don't think we mentioned that specifically.
Well, I certainly did not know. So, yeah. Which makes me wonder, like, Jin was roasting Hobie about, like, doing it for the honor of Bangtan, and I'm kind of like, well, Jin, like, if you're only the second person to do this, like, not that I have any doubt in Hobie, but more like, should this be the bar? Like, should you be setting the bar just because you went first? Like, let's set some reasonable expectations. Like, not that I can tell them what to do, but just, like, please go to the military and, like, return from the military safely without incident. Like... Maybe other listeners will disagree. Like, I'm not telling them how to do their service, but I'm also like, okay, this isn't as, like, easy or common as you make it out to be. Exactly.
And then, of course, for the rest of the show, I just kept seeing a bunch of clips of, like, fans turned around taking video of them. I'm like, all right, turn back around on your seat. Like, please watch the show and let them watch the show. It's not being weird.
I meant to mention this when we were talking about Yoongi crying and, like, certain things kind of being, like, reshared or retweeted or, like, let out of the bag, but there was a comment Yoongi made. I don't think he made it before, or if he did, I just missed it, but I noticed it on night 2 and night 3, where he's like, I, too, was, like, taking photos at concerts that I don't look back at. Like, please put your phones down. And I'm like, this is the same guy that's, like, hyping up taking people's phones during the encore. Like... my guy, this ship has solidly sailed. Like, this ship is gone. This ship has been gone for 15 years, like, since smartphones became ubiquitous. Yeah. Like, I mean, good job for asking. And, like, I know that there's other artists who also feel that way, but good luck to you, sir.
Especially at the last show.
Right.
That works when you've, when you have multiple concerts to go to, right? Like, okay, you know, I can have my phone down for day one. I'll take pics on day two. But, like, if this is the only show I'm going to be at, I'm going to take a flick or two. Sorry.
But also, if you're switching up the set list and having different performers, like, I'm going to be taking pictures both days. Like, I see Jungkook come out, like, I'm taking a picture, okay? Or, like, a video. I see Jimin come out, like, I'm taking a picture or video. I see Namjoon come out, also picture or video. You know what I mean? Like...
yeah. I get it, though.
Or just, like... oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I get it, though. I've also had those... I've had the same thought being at a show, like, I should not have my phone out right now because I know I have gone to a concert before. Well, the first concert I went to, Love Yourself, and I felt like I didn't remember anything from the show because I was pretty much watching it through my phone the entire time. So all I have is those memories on my phone. So it is good to be in the moment. So I get his point, but also, What do you expect? It's 2023.
Yeah, exactly. No, and I'm definitely, like, always struggling with myself to, like, balance being present versus, like, taking photos and videos, because I know my videos are going to be shaky anyway. Like, there's going to be someone with a fan cam who has a way better view or, like, whatever. But I don't know. There's just this, like, feeling that you want to capture this moment that's special to you. Mm-hmm. And, like, yeah. So, it's definitely a catch-22. Speaking of other concert-related things, I saw a tweet or an Instagram of a tweet. I don't know. It's a weird time now that, like, ARMY fandom is becoming very, like, decentralized as we move away from Twitter. But anyway, I guess the staff was, like, telling people to back up. They're like, one step will not make you see Yoongi's sweat better. And I'm like, why do they know this? Like... You should have no thoughts about me wanting to see Yoongi sweat. Like, I have thoughts about me wanting to see Yoongi sweat, but you, the security staff, should not have a thought about what's going through my head. Like, why do you know? Who told you?
I wonder if people shout it out loud, like, at the show, but also, I just assume we're all chronically online at this point. Yeah. Especially after finding out that JK himself is also chronically online, which we did not talk about.
Please take it away, by all means.
So, in an attempt to share a TikTok video of Enhypen, if I'm correct, on Weverse, JK did not realize he was also sharing his account. And so we all found out that he has his own personal TikTok account. I don't think he had any videos on it. He was just using it to, like, watch videos and like stuff. I think his original name had something with Ian in it, which we know, or maybe you don't know, but that was, like, originally going to be, like, one of his stage names, I think. He had a list of stage names that they were going to go with. I think Ian was one of them. So it was, like, Seagull, which I don't know what that was going to be about. But anyway, yeah, so he went and changed his name because he was like, that was embarrassing. But he also changed it to, like, let Jungkook, whatever the number is. And I'm like, chronically online. How do you know that meme? Like, let him cook, let Jungkook. Yeah, how do you know that? Yeah, and it's just funny looking at all his edits of, like, the stupid stuff that ARMY posts that are hilarious to us, but he also finds it hilarious. I don't know. It's just really funny.
It was weird because, like, his likes were locked down for a while, so I wonder if he was, like, quickly going through and, like, seeing if there was anything probably that, like, he didn't want the entire world to know about, and then later they were, like, public. So I was like, all right, I see you. It did make me wonder, like, where else on the internet is Jungkook lurking as Ian, right? Like, is that the name he gives people in the West when he's, like, making a reservation? Like, party of seven for Ian? Like, you know? Like, I'm just like, is this his, like, I don't know, like, Spider-Man alter ego? Like, yeah. What is going on here? You know, like, I saw a TikTok edit literally today. I guess not an edit. But you know the Barbie scene where she's like, I have not seen the movie yet, so I have no context for this. She's driving the car and then, like, Ken sits up and she screams really loud. Mm-hmm. And it was like ARMY on TikTok making edits and minding their business. And it was like Jungkook as Ian on TikTok just looking over his shoulder like, ah. Because, like, I, at the risk of, like, exposing myself or my own For You page, I feel like TikTok is the wildest of any app that I've been on. And I'm like, you don't need to be here. She doesn't even go here, yeah. Right? To date myself and quote Mean Girls, like, JK, you do not need to be here. But he is the Gen Z, so he was probably on TikTok before right. me. So.
I don't know why I always think that we have what any else? Safe space from them. Like, if we're able to access this content on the internet, then they are also equally able to access this content on the internet. So good reminder to not post anything that you would be potentially embarrassed about them seeing. Yeah. And I won't make any Ian jokes because, you know, or I should say I won't laugh at it too much, because he was like, please don't laugh at me. Like, I'm sorry. Can I giggle a little?
I'm gonna be real, I'm laughing a little bit. Yeah, exactly. The funny thing is, like, I've seen that, like, when our friends share TikToks, and it's like, well, I don't really follow, like, my TikTok is primarily for, like, BTS and, like, K-pop related memes, right? Like, I'm not following that many of my, like, normal day-to-day people. I'm basically using TikTok like how I used to use Tumblr, right? You're not really following your, like, real life people. So when someone sends me something and it's like, do you want to follow so-and-so? I never thought twice about that, but, like, to be brought down by that screen is kind of hilarious, because I remember clicking on the link and watching the TikTok, and me being oblivious, I didn't even pick up on it. I was just like, oh, Jungkook posted a TikTok, and I was like, I guess he's on TikTok, but I didn't even, like, think about that page. So, anyway, I can 100% see how he did it.
I just wondered if he feels some kind of additional responsibility to have to keep up with this page. And anyway, even if it's just liking videos, right? He only has one video posted. Because I'm pretty sure Hive's original plan was for everyone to focus solely on that BTS account. So is he going to keep posting on there? Is he going to make another burner account so he can go back to doing what he wanted to do, which was, like, you know, mind his own business and, like, videos without people bothering him?
It did reaffirm to me, and I'm sure this was just, like, him chilling on TikTok, like you said, like, he just wants to look at things and, like, not have the pressure, so it's probably more about the pressure than about, like, the social media platform. But there was a part of me that was like, okay, so you can be on TikTok, but you deleted your entire Instagram. Like, that's the millennial in me. But, like, the Instagram is a public-facing thing. This was his, like, burner account that accidentally got exposed. You know what I mean? Like, they're for different purposes. But at first, I was like, all right.
Exactly.
I see how it is. I guess he was like,
I'm not using this. Instagram, TikTok definitely has the whole, like, video thing down pat. Whatever the little Instagram's reels is not living up to the same hype. So I could see how you could be like, not interested in this. I'll just stay on TikTok. Like, I can be hidden here and enjoy myself, which is not the case now.
Wah, wah, wah. I recently sent you, I'm not even going to elaborate what it was. I sent you this thing about El Capitan because I didn't understand what it was. So I needed you to be, like, my internet translator, I guess. But I was looking through the comments after I sent it to you, and people were like, straight up, why would you type out El Capitan's name? Like, he is among us. At least censor this. And all the people were, like, using all these abbreviations, like El Caps, or, like, all these, like, different variations of El Capitan to, like, I guess, avoid being picked up in a search. And I was like, nowhere is safe. Like, to your point that they're on TikTok, like, someone made this, you know, absurd situation they imagined, which, again, whatever, and they typed out El Capitan's name directly, and I was like,
yeah.
Oh no.
It has truly been a joy being able to watch their little Sheba remix each night, which he was not DJing for him the last, well, on any of the finals or any of the other shows, right? Like, this is something new. He was there.
He was there all three nights doing DJ stuff, but I'm this, like, was the first time he
there
joined.
Was definitely new additions to this show, and he was definitely one of them. We talked about feeling like, is Adora really there? And maybe she was, but she wasn't being introduced, but she definitely was being introduced this time around with another background singer.
Yeah. I think his name was June. So that's not confusing,
and,
but yeah.
Dear My Friend, I don't think that was on the set list prior, correct?
No, he said that he prepared that as, like, a special thing for the final. And that was a song where on the other nights he also kind of got emotional and not fully crying. So I'm like, I mean, I'm like, I hope you're feeling okay and, like, processing your feelings, but also, like, no one forced you to perform this, like, if it's upsetting to you. But he's just, I don't know, that's who Yoongi is. He's just so raw and honest.
I also realized or discovered, I don't want to say discovered, because I did not make the connection that he was in, like, the group history, the K-pop group history. And I really enjoyed them before they, and I was really sad about them disbanding. And I'm like, oh, okay, I did not make that connection. So, I don't know, it's cool to see him, like, come back around and being able to still do work. He's been working with Yoongi for a long time. I just did not know who he was underneath that name. So, I don't know. It was just cool seeing them do what they do for the last three nights.
On the first night, he was, like, roasting. Like, you know you're good friends when you can... Yoongi was roasting El Capitan's makeup in front of however many people were there. And the live stream, I was like... If my friend tells me my makeup is caked on in front of an audience, like, I will never forget this.
Yeah, that was funny. And, like, that moment on the third show where he's like, Minyoongi sat on that... Like, in the middle, like, while Yoongi's, like, talking or, like, getting ready to talk after crying so hard. He, like, screamed.
What did he say?
Minyoongi saranghana. Like, it just...
Oh. I heard people, like, fans chanting, like, Yoongi saranghae and, like, Yoongi genshana. And I was like, all right, that's... really, yeah, nice, no, but I didn't creepy. Notice that El Capitan did it.
Like,
so.
On the mic. Like, using that's funny. His advantage of having a mic to scream.
I did hear someone scream at some point, but maybe I was, like, what's occurring? Like, laying down, you know?
Yeah.
So tired.
Yeah. In the whole, like, intro they do for the band, or outro, I guess, I don't know. Towards the end, this time around, the third day was super cute. Like, none of them were taking any of this seriously. Like, Adora and June, was when they turned her eye, screamed. It was hilarious. Yeah, the Shookies, like, hanging from that drum set. I don't know, everything about it was just funny. Like, they were having a good time.
I just want to know, like, it must be the camera views, but, like, when are they setting this up? Like, are the Shookies just there the whole time and we're not noticing? Or are they, like, scrambling while the lights are out and it's, like, army sign time? Are they, like, quit, grab the exactly. Shookies, let's yeah, go.
I don't know. Like, is it just because we can't see them on camera, but people in the arena or stadium, whatever, they can see them putting all this stuff together? I don't know.
I think I said it before, maybe on the Japan live stream episode or any of the other, but, like, watching the guitarist or keyboard player, like, just smash the army bomb, like, up and down his keyboard, I'm like, my skin just crawls. I'm like, this poor army bomb. Like, I know it's all in good fun. It's just, like, my personal aversion, right? Like, they're so expensive. Like, for me, it's like something to be treasured. I'm like,
I'm just so assuming that he didn't purchase it either. It was just kind of one of those things, like, here you go, like, they just give it to the crew. Like, Hype just has just tons of army bombs just laying around in some warehouse somewhere, and they're like, you know, here, kind of like all those albums that Yoongi was using to, like, paint with at one point. Yes.
It's the same feeling. It's the same. That is the exact feeling. It's not that there's anything wrong with it. It's just that, like, I can't envision
exactly
ever being in that place, exactly. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Oh, I'm gonna miss it. Day three was so fun. And rough at the same time. It was a lot. But it was a good show.
Whenever the dreaded announcement does come, I think I'm gonna, I don't know, I'm gonna have to, like, yeah, take a minute.
I wonder where JK was on day three. Because he was saying that he didn't have a schedule. Like, can I come back and, like, re-sing this song or whatever? And he was like, no. for day two.
JK once again, like, hey, so Namjoon. I wonder if,
well,
oh, for day two, he was going to be there.
After his little thing on day one where he forgot, like, one word to burn it, he wanted to come back and sing Burn It again on day two. Like, and he said this during the live. And Yoongi was also in the comments like, no, stay home. So I was wondering where JK was on day three. Because I don't think he was in the building that day. But all the other members were. Like, I'm pretty sure I saw Tae in the audience online at one point, as well as Jimin.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that. I didn't see either of those. I was honestly just focused on, like, Jin and Hobi because I was like, what kind of cosmic... And again, I have no idea how this actually works. So, like, speaking from complete ignorance here, but I was like, what kind of cosmic alignment does it take to, like, for both of them to have vacation at the exact same time? It had to be,
like, planned. Or, like, advance request of leave.
They're like, reason for, like, leave request? And you're like...
Exactly.
What do you say? Like, family concert? Obligation?
I only wish that we were able to see Tae perform in some manner. But maybe he didn't want to.
Yeah. I mean, he was there at the last ones, and I guess he was there today. I wanted to see him up on stage, like, some part of my heart really wanted that, just to, like, complete all possibilities, but I guess he could have done some of his OSTs, or he could have done, like, Winter Bear, but he just doesn't, like, have the discography yet. Like, I hope that's not, like, inappropriate to say. Like, I want to see Tae on stage, and we know, I guess, well, you were going to mention this, I know we're super over on time, but... We know he has an album forthcoming, allegedly, so if the timing was different, I hope that he would be up there, too.
Yeah, I'm assuming that's the reason as well. I mean, I guess he could have just gone up there just to sing some other song. I don't know, let him rap on the cypher, because he likes doing that or something.
I know, that's what I was like, I want him to show up for Dang, like, when he ran out on stage at one of the prior, was it Festas? Muster. Anyway, when Tae ran on stage during Dang, right? Or, like, yeah, give him a verse on a cypher. Like, justice for exactly. Tae. Number one rap line.
It would have been funny. But, oh, well. Yeah, like you said, looking forward to his album. I don't know if it's true. I think it was another one of those, like, insider type things that he's going to have an album out in September at some point. And it will be produced by Min Hee Jin, who's over Adore, the Adore label at HYBE, and New Jeans. So, not sure how that's gonna go. Kind of keeping my eye on her. yeah, so I'm not sure what that would sound like with this new information. But we'll see.
I kind of wish we would have led with this or, like, mentioned it earlier because I feel like it's a weird note to end on, but I feel like we should at least mention it because it's, like, all over the internet at time of recording. But apparently, I mean, do you want to share? You have more context than I have, but Apologize to BTS is trending right now. There was an article circulating that even circulated in our group chat that ARMY had somehow, like, caused a stampede, and in particular Foreign ARMY, like, on the Seoul subway by screaming when the announcement of Yoongi's tattoo came out. But this has already been debunked, and I guess there was more to the situation, which just begs the question, like, why were army put on the spot for this, and like why foreign army specifically.
Yeah, very strange. I saw the article first of it being something that armies did, screaming on the subway, because of Yoongi showing his tattoo on Weaver's Live, which, like, reasonable reaction, but I, different culture, you know, not cool to scream on subways. Not that it's necessarily cool to scream on any subway or metro anywhere, but yeah, the DC metro is quite different, so that wouldn't have shocked me at all. and yeah, somehow the story got out that people were injured in order to escape out of the metro from hearing the screams. There's been like violence in Korea lately. I think they literally had a terrorist attack the other day. And so the assumption was that people were running out of the train after hearing this army scream. And injuries were caused, whatever, right? Turns out that wasn't even true. They weren't even on the same train where all of that happened. People were running out of the train due to the smell of gas or a presumed gas leak. And it had nothing to do with army. So I'm not sure who the person was who leaked that. Now, someone did scream on a train, right? Which, that did happen. And the person apologized for screaming on the train. But it had nothing to do with the whole gas leak thing and people being injured. So I'm trying to figure out why Army and BTS are always, like, the butt of some joke or, like, used as some kind of, like, bad example of society or, like, everything that's wrong with people or the internet or K-pop. I don't know. It's just getting weird. And it's kind of troubling how quickly misinformation spreads and becomes a narrative.
Yeah.
Because you could easily have someone who doesn't see that update and now they run with it. And they've created this weird narrative about BTS and ARMY in their head. So it's really unfortunate. Yeah, really unfortunate.
The spread of misinformation and, like, specifically the quick spread of misinformation is not unique to the fandom experience. I feel like that's a social media problem in general, but I do feel like this is an example of one of the, like, trickier aspects of, like, untrue social, like, social media, just because it was true that someone screamed on the train, right? And then it was also true that people were running. So it wasn't like any of those photos were like fake or staged or photoshopped, or it wasn't based on gossip. It was just like two separate but coinciding things happening at the same time that were then like, I don't know the word here, like causally linked or something.
Yeah.
When that's not actually true, right? So, how do you really verify that other than, like, what happened after the fact? But again, like, do people see the verification? Exactly. I don't know.
And, like, the original poster has now, like, deleted their account. No surprise.
Right, so, like, there's no,
no
real repercussions for them.
Yeah, I think it's just getting scarier with, like, seeing, like, AI and how it could be used to easily, like, spread misinformation. I just feel like we're entering, like, a new age of social media and internet interactions where it's going to be hard to determine what's true and what's not. So, yeah.
Especially the voice manipulation thing. Like, one of our friends had sent, I think it was 7, if Namjoon had done it, and it was, like, made with AI. And it was just like, it sounded so real. And the person had flagged it as, like, fake, right? But I've seen other artists be like, do not use my voice for AI. Like, I don't consent. And that's kind of another one of those moments where you're like, okay, like, yeah, but someone's going to do it. Like, how do you... Of course you should respect what the artist wants, but exactly. You know someone out there is not going to do that, right? And so, I mean, forget, like, a music cover with Namjoon's voice. Like, what happens when someone, like, fakes some, like, oh, the mics were on and so-and-so said this, you know, like, type of thing. So, yeah, I don't know. It's kind of tangential. I'm, like, rambling, but it is just scary, like, how things can get, like, smashed together.
Exactly.
Not to leave everyone on a super depressing note when we've already been through it today, but just check your sources. I guess the key takeaway is check your sources, read multiple accounts, try not to get caught up in the the craze, which is easier said than done, for sure.
Sending everybody listening virtual hugs. I know we all need it today. It was an emotional roller coaster. So, yeah. Wishing all of us well. Having a lot of thoughts.
Definitely. Take care of yourself. It's trite to say, but thoughts and prayers to everyone impacted by the Seoul stabbing attack, obviously. I know there was a different incident a couple of weeks ago as well. Everyone stay safe and well. The world is an absolutely crazy place, so let's take comfort in BTS where we can.
All right, well, that'll do it for today's episode of Girls with Fun. We will see you next time.
Bye.